not for me, Lord. Yesterday, we had a very, very intense teaching and preaching session, and we were only able to descend on the prayer points for yesterday, or rather, to descend on the preaching subject of yesterday. We could not deal with the prayer of yesterday. And because of how vital and important that prayer is, we are going to handle the prayers today and probably combine it today and tomorrow for the tomorrow session. We are looking at the subject of keys to accelerating prophetic fulfillment. Because today, we are trusting the Lord to get to the establishment of His word to us. In Joshua chapter 21 and in verse 45, he said, "They are filled not up of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. They are filled not up of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass." God has spoken to us extensively this year. He showed us that it is our year of greater glory. That is to make us to see everything that the glory of God entails this year in a greater dimension. That is, we are going to be seeing the greater manifestations of the presence and the person of God. That we are going to see the greater manifestations of the almightiness, the bigness of God, which we have already started seeing. We are going to see the greater manifestations of the goodness of God. We are going to see greater manifestations of the honor and the dignity of God. And that shame will be swallowed and reproach will be swallowed. That we are going to see the greater manifestations of the revelations or the light of God. Insight like never before. We are going to see greater manifestations of the supplies of God, the flow of divine resources, the wealth of God to His people, through His people. We are going to see such greater manifestations this year. And then also we are going to see the greater manifestations of the peace of God, where we have tranquility, serenity, we have equanimity, we have nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking. We are going to see the greater dimensions of those this year. If you believe that, say louder, amen. Now it is one thing for it to be prophesied. It is another thing for it to be realized. Now if you look at the book of Ezekiel chapter 12, there was a parable that Ezekiel was given in verse 21. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 21. "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, the days are prolonged and every vision faileth?" You can stop there. The days are prolonged and every vision faileth. Why is it that prophecy is not coming to pass as they should? Why is it that the vision, the revelation seem to be delayed? Why is this proverb going on like that? Everybody at one time or the other may, in one way or the other, experience some form of delay in what you are expecting, in what you think God has spoken to you about, or what you are so sure will happen tomorrow, and the tomorrow becomes 1 month. But he said in the next verse in verse 13, he said, "Thus saith the Lord, tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease." That is, every vision fill it, and the days are prolonged. I will make that kind of talk to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. In other words, in the season where we are in, whether it is for Nigeria or for our church or for our lives, visions shall not tarry anymore. Visions shall not be delayed anymore. Prophecy shall not be delayed anymore. They shall come to pass with accuracy. They shall come to pass with rapidity. You believers shout the loudest, amen. But every prophecy places upon man some responsibilities. Now, what are these? Number one, believe. How do you accelerate prophetic fulfillment? Number one, believe the prophecy and the prophet. Or the other way, believe the prophet and the prophecy. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 20b, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophet, so shall you prosper. Believe in the prophet, so shall you prosper. Believe in the prophet means believe in the prophecy. So shall you prosper. So shall what they said flourish. You cannot benefit from the prophecy of a prophet you doubt. In fact, don't ever allow anybody you doubt pray for you, because it's a waste of prayer. Believe means I agree. I agree. This is mine. You don't look or think in terms of, oh, I have heard a thing like this before. Oh, last year the word came in January. It was our open door. I thought that my door was going to be open. No, you don't talk like that. You take it raw and eat it whole. I believe it. That is my word. If it will not happen for anybody at all, it must happen for me. You believe in the prophet. You believe in the prophecy. I am telling you, there are people online who watch, and people who watch via the satellite, the internet, who receive the prophetic word, who believe the prophetic word, and who experience the prophetic word. You have no reason why your case should be different. Somebody say aloud, amen. Believe the prophet and the prophecy. Number two, celebrate and praise. Celebrate and praise God. Let me rephrase it. Celebrate and praise God for the prophetic fulfillment. Celebrate and praise God in advance for the prophetic fulfillment, or for the prophecy's fulfillment. Another way to say it is celebrate the prophecy into fulfillment. Celebrate it as if it has happened. Celebrate the prophecy into fulfillment. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you know how the children of Israel were surrounded with the army of so many nations. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 12. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? Judge who? Judge the Ammonites, the Edomites, and the Ammonites. Judge the Ammonites, the Edomites, and the Moabites. He said, for we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go against them
behold,
they are coming by the cliff of this. The prophecy was giving them direction and revelation. The people looking for you, they are coming at that angle. They are coming by the cliff of this. You will find them at the end of the brook. Before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. Now, how would they bring that prophecy to pass? Here is it. And the Levites of the sons of Kohathites, and of the children of the Korahites, they stood up to praise the Lord God with a loud voice. The word has come. Before the fulfillment happens, let us praise it into manifestation. Look, go to verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. Now, a prophecy has come that I don't need to fight, God will fight. So how do I see the fulfillment? He appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And while they were praising, the Lord began the fight. Many of us are worried. We want to worry the prophecy into happening. You don't worry it into happening. You worship it into fulfillment. You don't worry the prophecy into fulfillment. You worship it into fulfillment. Am I communicating at all? So it is very, very important that between the prophetic release and the prophetic realization is the prophetic celebration. Between the prophetic declaration and the prophetic manifestation is the prophetic celebration. Again, between the prophetic declaration and the prophetic manifestation is a prophetic celebration. Make up your mind to celebrate and dance like it has happened. That is how we say at times. How will you celebrate if God gives you your wife or gives you your husband or gives you your children? Celebrate it now and then it will happen. Somebody say a loud amen. War, celebrate the prophecy. Celebrate and praise God in advance for the prophecy's fulfillment. Number three, war with the prophecy unto fulfillment. War with the prophecy unto fulfillment. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. He said, this charge I commit unto you, my son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on you, that you might by them war a good warfare. By them. He said, and this thing implies two things. You war to make the prophecy come to pass, and you use the prophecy to fight. Hello? That is the prophetic decree. You fight the enemy from preventing it from happening, and also you use the prophetic declaration to make your case. By them you might war. That, how do you war with by them? It is my year of greater glory. God spoke it to me. From the book of Haggai chapter 2, from verse 6, 7, 8, 9, that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. First of all, he spoke it from the mouth of his servant. Secondly, I saw it in scripture. It is there. Therefore, I am set for greater glory. I believe the Lord. I believe his word. I believe his decree. Greater glory is my portion. No devil can bury my life in shame and bury my destiny in shame. This year is my year. It is whose year? If it is your year, you will shout the loudest, amen. So you war with the prophecy. You declare the prophecy in the face of the opposition. That was how David declared words in front of Goliath. You come against me and I come against you. In the name of the gods of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. You declare, you speak the prophetic word out. Now, a weapon you do not possess, you cannot use. Hello? A weapon you do not possess, you cannot employ. A weapon you do not possess, you cannot engage. I was watching the clip of a young soldier who was literally running from the battlefield the other day. It was, he watched it. And this young man said, they gave me this to go and face people who are three times this size. I don't know who sent it to me. That is, he said, we are ready to finish those people if we have something bigger. Am I communicating? In other words, if I had a bigger weapon, I will engage it. A weapon you don't possess, you cannot employ. Second, a weapon you don't understand, you cannot maximize. You are able to maximize a weapon that you understand. In fact, a weapon you don't understand can be dangerous. Why do I say so? Many of us here now, this year's declaration, you are not aware of the content. It's our year of greater glory. What else? Under that greater glory, what am I expecting? They just outlined it now. That is a greater dimension of peace and a greater that you should know it until you own it. It was not just spoken for entertainment purpose. You know it until you own it. I said, it is a weapon you possess that you can engage. It is a weapon you understand that you can maximize. So this is your assignment tonight. When you go back home, look at your crossover note. And take a look at all the declarations that were made in the note. And begin to engage them and employ them. If it is my year of greater honor, I haven't even had ordinary honor yet. Not to talk of greater honor. So I need to be shifted to honor. And then to be shifted to the greatness of it. And then God gave us a word. He said it's going to be things that are not going to be happening at normal frequency. Instant action. Very rapidly. And then he showed us with snails that were under the burnt paper that night. How many of you remember that? Hallelujah. So you war with the prophecy. You possess. You know it until you own it. The exact things God said. What he said he will do. And then you follow it up until you see it come to pass. Lift your right and say, Father, help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. And finally, you accelerate prophetic fulfillment. First, believe the prophet and the prophecy. Second, celebrate and pray God in advance for the prophecy's fulfillment. Three, war with the prophecy unto fulfillment. And of course, you know what I mean now. You own it, then you use it. And then number four, obey prophetic injunctions, or rather, obey prophetic conditions unto prophetic manifestation. Obey prophetic conditions unto prophetic manifestation or prophetic fulfillment. Most divine provisions are connected to conditions. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 3 said, if you shall hearken diligently, and it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. If there are conditions. Even to be born again, repent and forsake your sins. That's the most. Salvation is a free gift, but it has conditions attached still. So a year of greater glory. What were the conditions? Can you place it on the screen for us? The conditions for the manifestations of the secret of the greater glory. Number one is passion for God. If you want to see the glory of God, you refuse to be a nominal Christian. Don't just be a churchgoer, an unserious Christian. Someone whose Christianity nobody takes serious. There are people, their neighbors don't think they are Christians at all. They are even surprised that they are inviting them to church. Your passion for God must be contagious. It must be infectious. The people who know you must know you with God. Passion for God. Number two was following God's pattern or plan for your life. What God wants to do. Not doing what you want with your own life, but asking God and following his pattern. Number three was praising God in the beauty of holiness. That was what made the glory to come down in the temple of Solomon. In the beauty of holiness. And finally, number four, it was unconditional obedience to God's word. John chapter 2, verse 5. Unconditional obedience. Whatsoever he said unto you, do. And then, if you will do whatsoever he says to you to do, you will see results. Combine that. Okay, that's right. Number five was faith in God's ability. Faith in. All right, keep going. I'm sure that I'm mixing the two up. Faith in God's ability. That God is able. I'd like you to mix this with the conditions for answered prayer. Because we are praying for the things God said to come to pass. You can place that on the screen for right now. The conditions for answered prayer. Mix the two together. And then you have a perfect package. Number one was faith in God. We dealt with that on the first day of the fast. Faith in God was a condition for answered prayer. Number two was the forgiveness of sins. And then the forgiveness of others. And then bearing and sustaining fruit, the winning and establishment of souls. Merge the conditions together and receive the grace to follow the conditions, and you will see the results. Faith in God, like we said, the forgiveness of sins, the forgiveness of others, the bearing and the establishment of fruit. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that you should go and bear fruit. John 15, 16. So that also, and that your fruit should remain. Don't just win the souls, keep them established. So that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. You want my word to you to come to pass, and you are asking me for it, establish the souls, and he will give it to you. Beloved, without doubt, this year shall be a different year. The prophecies must come to pass. Do you believe that at all? Do you believe that at all? Then you will stand up with a louder shout of amen. Loudmost shout of amen. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Let's appreciate the King of Kings. Be upstanding. Appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's worship him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Father, thank you. And thank you and thank you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands and say, Father, thank you for your goodness and kindness in this fourth day of the fast. Thank you, O Lord, for all the testimonies received so far. To you, Lord, be all the glory and all the honor in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your goodness, for your kindness in this fourth day of the fast. Thank you, Lord, for all the testimonies received so far. To you be the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. Who are you?
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your kindness in this short day of the power. Thank you, Lord, for all the testimonies received so far. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. To you be all the adoration. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let thank you. I thank you for your goodness, for your kindness in this fourth day of the fast. Thank you, Lord, for all the testimonies received so far. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Lift your hands and say, Father,
I access
your presence.
Today
by the blood
of Jesus Christ.
I obtain victory at this place of prayer by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father,
I access
your presence.
Today
by the blood
of Jesus Christ,
I obtain victory
at this place
of prayer
by the blood
of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Open your mouth and pray.
Father, I ask
your presence today
by the blood
of Jesus Christ.
I obtain victory
at the place of prayer
by the blood
of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Access your presence.
I access your presence today
by the blood of Jesus.
I obtain victory.
I access your presence today
by the blood of Jesus Christ.
I obtain victory
at the place of prayer
by the blood of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice and speak to God.
I access your presence.
I access your presence.
Open your mouth.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Say, Father,
Father,
I ask that every good word
of yours
concerning my life,
my family,
and destiny
in
2019 be fulfilled expeditiously. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth and pray. That every good word of yours concerning my life, my family, my destiny in 2019 be fulfilled expeditiously. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the Kelly Brabarado, Yakaraka Tali Teleposta Talado, Yakaraka Tado, concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning my destiny in 2019 be fulfilled expeditiously. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the teddy rapatatada, let the teddy rapatatada, let the teddy rapatatada, In Jesus' name we have prayed. Say, Father, I ask that every thought of failure or agenda of the enemy designed to hinder the fulfillment of prophecy for my life and my family this year be neutralized by the power, by your power, love, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I ask that every form of failure or agenda of the enemy designed to hinder the fulfillment of prophecy for my life and my family this year be neutralized by your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Father, I ask that every source of failure or agenda of the enemy designed to hinder the fulfillment of prophecy of my life and my family this year be neutralized by your power in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord, every force of failure or agenda of the enemy designed to hinder the fulfillment of prophecy for my life and my family this year be neutralized by your power, Lord. Let every force of failure or agenda of the enemy designed to hinder the fulfillment of prophecy for my life, for my family this year be neutralized by the power of Jesus. Let the tail, let Zalata, let the tail, Rakatana, Zarabadabadabada, let the tail, Rabadabadabada, let the tail. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Lift us to heaven and say, Father, I ask that every good word of yours concerning your church, concerning Dunamis and her members in 2019 be fulfilled expeditiously. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask that every good word of yours concerning your church, concerning Dunamis and her members in 2019 be fulfilled. expeditiously. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift a voice of prayer. Father, let the word be fulfilled. Expeditiously, let the word come to pass. Expeditiously, concerning the church, concerning Dunamis and her members of God. Lava mega labarada. In la panegne nobe labaragadi. In la dobre de geliga balarata gayatana. In rocoto bagosoto labaragadia. I am that every good word of yours concerning your church in Nigeria, concerning Dunamis and her members in 2019, be fulfilled in a hurry, be fulfilled. Ilagabale porotoya, ilagobaradanianayaka, Father, hasten your word, don't bring them to pass concerning your church. Hasten your word and bring it to pass concerning the members of Dunamis, Lord, concerning Dunamis and her members of God. Father, hear your word and bring it to pass concerning your church, concerning Tsunami and her members, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift and say, Father, I ask that every force of failure or agenda of the enemy designed to hinder the fulfillment of prophecy for your church in Nigeria, for Dunamis and her members this year, Father, let it be neutralized by your power, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask that every force of failure or agenda of the enemy designed to hinder the fulfillment of prophecy for your church, for Dunamis and her members this year, be neutralized by your power, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and let us pray. Let the force of failure and the agenda of the enemy designed to hinder the fulfillment of prophecy for your church in Nigeria, for Dunamis, oh God, and for her members this year 2019, be neutralized by your power in the name of Jesus. Father, let them be neutralized. In the court, in the tire. In the rhythm, in the ear. In the rock, in the body. In the color, in the ear. In the girl, in the girl, in the body. In the liberator. Shaya, ya, 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 ya. In the girl, in the girl, in the tire. In the girl, in the girl, in the tire. In the girl, in the girl, in the tire. Shabakaya, na, 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 na. In the girl, in the girl, in the tire. In Shako, paka, 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 paka.
Of Jesus Christ. Say, Father,
Father,
we ask that every good work
of yours
concerning our nation, Nigeria, in 2019 be fulfilled expeditiously. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, I ask that every good work of yours concerning our nation, Nigeria, in 2019 be fulfilled expeditiously. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Let's go to the hospital.
Of Jesus. Let's read Ezekiel again, chapter 12, verse 21 to 23. Can we read? No. You can. Want to go? And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, the days are prolonged, and every vision faileth? Tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. The days for the fulfillment of the prophecy is at hand, and the effect of every prophetic word shall be seen. Lift your hands and say, Father, verify Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 13 to 14 in my life. Verify this scripture in my life today. Open your mouth and pray. Verify. Verify this scripture in our lives. In Jesus'
Jesus' name. Lift your hand, say, Father, verify that scripture in my life, in our church, in our nation. Verify, fulfill, perform this scripture in our life, Lord. Perform it, Lord, now. Open your mouth and pray. Perform that scripture. Confirm that scripture. Verify that scripture. Fulfill that scripture. Verify this scripture. Verify this scripture. In Jesus' precious name. Isaiah 43, verse 13 and 14. I'll read verse 13 first. Yeah. Before the day was, I am He. That is, before you saw the first day on earth, I am. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will walk, and who can hinder it? Hold on. I said that verse 13 first. That's what I said. I walk, and who can stop me? That is, in this year, Jehovah is set to do a work that no devil can stop. I will walk, and who can let who, which, wither, or call? Human power, political power, who can stop me? I will walk. Now look at the next verse. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake. Because I want to walk and nobody can hinder me, because I have spoken and nobody can stop it. For your sake, I have sent to Babylon and I have brought down all their nobles. And the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. Anybody trying to stop God's work in your life, in my life, in the church, and in our nation, this year, God will make them cry. He will bring them down. Every man, woman, boy, girl, witch or wizard. Not next tomorrow, right now. God will make them cry. Lift your hands and say, Father, do it, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Do your work.
Do your work.
In my life.
Father,
bring down every principality, every power, every prince, every noble, every force of darkness, every work, every force of the occult, of the witchcraft, of dark powers, everywhere they are, standing in the way of your work in my life, your work in our nation, of your work in the church. Father, bring them down. Bring them down. Bring them down. Bring them down. Make them cry. Make them cry. Make them cry. In the name of Jesus, pray. Bring them down. 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 Everyone, everyone who will want to hinder what you want to do in my life and in my family, in the church, in Dunamis, in the nation, bring them down. 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 Make them cry. 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 Bring them down. Bring them down. Bring them down. Bring them down. Le ferete ki da galayana nahash. Le tefite le gebe Ebreniash, Ile Kida, Purinimia, Ile Tebidi, Kisuminogogo, Kazagadidi, Kazagadidi, Mete Pelegenia, Ile Perenegedi, Shinimigalaya, Itelebera, Hasakedia, Hasakedia, Lene Megeridio, Uli Perenigi, Shinimigidia, Ile Perini, Kisinigala, Ile Tarani, Kekozinoma, Kekozinoma, Kileme Meridish, Ile Keferinigia, Shikala, bring them down, make them cry, bring them down, make them cry, bring them down, and make them cry. In Jesus' precious name. So shall it be between today and tomorrow in your life, in our church, in our nation, you shall hear the testimony. In your life, in our church, in our nation, he will bring them down. Anyone, woman, boy, girl, system, organization that will hinder the work of God in our lives, in our life. Church, Jehovah will bring them down. He will make them cry. Somebody shout power. Somebody shall hear news from the village overnight that somebody who vowed that you will never become who God wants you to become has been laid to rest. Somebody will hear news from somewhere that someone who vowed that you will not reach where God wants you to reach, they will sleep and they will not be able to wake up. Shout the loudest, amen. The easiest way to get God interested in what you are talking about is to be interested in what he wants. So we shall pray a kingdom prayer. Ezekiel 36 verse 37. Souls, souls, souls is the heartbeat of God. Thus saith the Lord, I will yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. If they ask me, I will do it. And I will increase them with men like a flock. Verse next. As the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast, so shall the waste cities be filled with the flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Everywhere dunamis is found worldwide, increase us with men like a flock. Fill every vacant space in all locations. Lift your hands and say, Father, increase your church in this season with men like a flock. In this season, increase your church with men like a flock. Fill all waste places in the name of Jesus. We ask for the salvation of the lost in this season. Increase your church in Nigeria and your church dunamis with men like a flock. We receive, we inquire, and we receive the answers now. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. We inquire and we receive the answers now. As you increase your people in men, as we the flock, men like a flock. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Your expectation card and lift them up.
If you don't have this other card, greater glory, fasting and prayer, soul winning card, you can ask the ushers to assist. It's part of our conditions, or rather our obligations according to scripture, and that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may do it unto you. Go and win souls, and let the souls remain. I was telling the follow-up people the other day, I say scripture said, compel them to come. Luke chapter 14 verse 21. Go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come, that my house may be filled. Bring the lame, bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. Go forward. And the Lord said, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. You compel them to come, and if we compel them to come, we compel them to stay. He said that the souls that you might bring forth fruit, and that the fruit will remain. How many of you know that? By the grace of God, this place is not a place to put too much pressure on anybody. I believe that God is too faithful to fail. He will fulfill his own obligation. Lift up your cards and your expectations. I prophesy today, according to the prophecies that have come forth from the 31st of Mashato Kopakatakala of December 2018 into the 1st of January 2019, that it is your year of greater glory. And I prophesy, I announce you into the realm of greater glory. Step 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 into the realm of greater glory. The work of God you are expecting God to do for you, that is written on that card. I announce, I decree, I pronounce, no devil shall stop it. No witch shall hinder it. No power of darkness shall hinder it. I announce tonight, any man, woman, boy, girl, or system, that is a reason why any of those requests will not come to pass, I decree in this season they shall be laid to rest. If they will not repent, they must be laid to rest. God will bring them down. God will bring them down. God will make them cry. I announce, I prophesy, and I declare diverse celestial encounters, angelic visitations upon you yourselves. Angelic visitations, divine visitations overnight, to produce answers and to produce solutions and to produce instant testimonies in the name of Jesus. I announce also, all the people that are connected with your miracle, Jehovah God shall visit them. In their dreams, he shall visit them. In their trances, he shall visit them. And they will run and look for you. And look for you for answers. And now as you go out for the task of soul winning, I prophesy that God will lead you to souls that are ripe. Souls that will remain. Souls that will be established. Souls shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Master, for hearing, and thank you for answering. In Jesus' precious name, wave that paper in your hand. Wave it to the stage. A wave of celebration. 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 In Jesus' precious name.